Hello and welcome to episode 15 of the Road to Change podcast with your guest host, Tom Urie. I'm normally the producer of the podcast, I still am this week, but there's been some disruption in our routine, in our normal routine, so you've got me tonight. The Road to Change is a 10,000 mile walk organised by Stop the Silence in association with the Moira Anderson Foundation. Matty McVarish is the European Ambassador for Stop the Silence and is currently in city number 21 of his journey, which is just astonishing. So I just wanted to let you know he's okay. He's in Cyprus and he's healthy, he's doing good, he's happy, things are going well. He's got a whole raft of meetings lined up in Cyprus to talk about changes to the laws and raising awareness for children, you know, and for what's going on. As if you don't know Matthew's story, please have a look at roadtochange.eu and you'll find everything on there about what he's up to. Now, we're going to pop over to Stig in Italy and find out what's been going on with Yvonne, because, oh, the things that have been happening.
Hello, boys and girls. As you might have noticed, I'm not with Matt this time. Instead, I have my good friend Jack with me.
Hello.
That's Jack. He's from Bridlington in the UK. And, well, yeah, so Jack and I, we took the ferry to
Bari.
Bari, yeah, in Italy with Yvonne. So we need to drive down with her down to Sicily to meet Matt in, is that 2 weeks?
Yeah,
2 weeks. And, yeah, we've had two eventful days, so to say.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
A lot of stress.
Yeah, a lot of stress. Started with yesterday when we drove to Patras in Greece. It's like 2 hours from 2.5 hours from Athens, and we stayed a night at the port, and then the next morning we had to call and see if the tickets had been confirmed, because we hadn't got the confirmation email yet. And then we called, and then apparently since Mojo, the one who paid for it with his card, since he's not traveling with us, they needed some documents to prove that, I'm not sure, this is, they wanted to prove that to be real, I guess, I'm not sure. So then that didn't come through, so we had to go and pay for it ourselves with cash, so it was 200 euros, and then we went on to the boat later that day, and wasn't the best boat though, was it?
A bit disappointing, yeah.
Yeah, a bit disappointing.
We had a good time.
We had a good time, yeah, it was great, mate, yeah. It was like one bar, and then a restaurant, and that was it.
Very dead.
But we did get to camp in Yvonne on the boat, so we could sleep in Yvonne, so it was pretty good, we saved some money there. And yeah, so this morning we came to the port in Bari.
Yeah, Bari. Straight into the clutches of
the port police. Yeah. Spent an hour there, and that was such a strange. The question that woman asked, what was it? Why are I told her about the project, and she said, "Why are you? No, what was it?
Why are something like why are you doing this?
Why are you doing this?" I was like, Yeah, and then I had to spend like an hour waiting there for them to go.
Come. At least it didn't, you know, get
raided. They didn't really
not
mess it up
as
much. No, not this time. So we decided to. Well, someone told me that Bari is nothing to do here really, but then we looked it up on TripAdvisor, and it seemed to be a nice old town, so. We decided to go and park and then go for some lunch and go on a walk. So we drove down the road, and I saw a parking spot, and I parked there and I paid for the ticket. So don't worry, it's not about getting the ticket this time. Not going to be clamped and towed. But it's on a busy street. It's next to the water.
Yeah,
there's
very busy,
like, big parking place here.
Parking cameras, everything.
Yeah.
Surveillance always.
Yes, it's a busy street, and we don't think anything about it. And then we lock one up, and then we go for a walk. And we went left at 1 o'clock, and we came back at half three, so 2.5 hours. And when we came back, the passenger window was smashed to bits.
Smashed in.
Yeah.
And the glove box.
The glove box was destroyed. And then we walked into the living area, and everything was raided. It was like stuff everywhere. And at first we noticed that Jack's
bag
with all of his clothes and documents and stuff.
Your laptop.
Yeah, my laptop, and then I saw something else. And wasn't that much at first? And
Matt's
then,
bag, your bag.
Yeah, then I noticed that Matt's kilt, and then his bag. And yeah, we noticed that they were gone. And it was blood everywhere. I mean, it was literally, it was like on all the cupboards and everywhere. So, yeah, that wasn't too fun. Too much fun there. So we went out and we called the coppers.
It took about an hour to realize where we were.
Yeah, we even spoke to locals here, and they tried to explain where we were. But
which didn't give much hope to re-finding that stuff.
No, and it was a lot of stuff. I mean, it was a lot of stuff and important stuff. And we're standing here on the side, and then this after finally, Jack had finally got this place
clean
and proper, and
the guy, he didn't even wipe his shoes when he came in.
And he
was very rude.
Yeah,
very
rude. Yeah. So finally, the police came, and one of them spoke quite good English, and we told him what had happened, and that we lost some stuff, and then we started to explain what stuff we lost, and when I said, well, it's a blue kilt, and then he realized, he has our stuff. So he said, oh yeah, come on, let's go to the police station. So we drove to the police station with a broken windy, glass all over the passenger seat, and this place was a riot, you know. Yeah.
Raided.
Yeah. It was miserable. And then we went to the police station, and it was like 15 police officers there.
Yeah. Well, there was other victims as well. Yeah. Not just our camper van. About
we didn't know that at that time.
No, so, we didn't. No. So we came back out.
Yeah. So we went into the to one of the offices. I'm not sure what it was. A room, and he showed us all of the stuff. And then it turned out that he'd also taken the big medical bag.
Oh yeah, we forgot about that.
Yeah, it's really big, you know, and it's like, wow.
That stuff.
And Jack's bag is also big, and I mean, how did he even carry all that? I don't understand.
He's not a very smart man.
He's not a smart man, yeah.
Very desperate.
But then I think we spent like 3 hours there.
Yeah.
Two and a half.
Well, we've only just got back, haven't we?
Yeah.
Sorted everything out.
Yeah, so that's why we missed the podcast tonight, so that's why we're making it now. It turned out that he'd smashed two more campers, one from France and one from Germany.
Yeah.
And it was quite fun at a point there, because we sat in that room, and it was like, must have been like a dozen, 12 or plus Italians.
Yeah, they brought us into a room, and all of a sudden, Italians all over the
place. Yeah, and they were screaming at each other, and it was pointing at us and then looking at us, and I was like, we don't understand. So
the binoculars as well.
Oh yeah, they were not good. They kept going on about them. The binoculars.
They couldn't understand why it wasn't ours. But
and we said it's not ours. And then he didn't. I don't think he understood us. And maybe he didn't. Yeah, it was just he even took up a Google Translate to translate that us. And I was like, no, it's not ours. And then he said, oh, it's impossible! It must be yours! I'm like, no, that's not ours. And, yeah, it was just strange. And we got all of our stuff back.
Thankfully.
But we lost about 200 euros that were in my red bag. So we're sitting here in Italy now.
Well, actually, the police were very, very good.
Oh, the police were great, yeah.
They gave us very helpful.
Yeah, helpful tips.
Cover for our
Yeah, for the windy. So we got plastic. We duct tape. That's pretty good. It always works.
And our plan was to go to where was it?
To Toronto. Yeah. Almost Toronto, but
which the guy said was
no, more criminals, Yeah,
a lot worse. Yeah. So he gave us a nice route where we can go.
Yeah.
So
we'll do that. But yeah, so we're sitting here in Bari in Italy now on a Saturday, and we have £10 to our name. And we can't really do anything because, I mean, the bank is not opening.
We tried to exchange some of my pounds today, but everywhere was closed. Like, the whole town was closed on a Saturday.
Yeah,
so
it was a ghost town. So, yeah, basically, yeah, we need to fix the window as soon as possible, really. And then, yeah, hopefully we'll get the money
get
from
the
boat.
Get the hell out of
Barry. Yeah, get the hell out of Barry. But, yeah, so if you're listening to this, and I hope you are, please donate to us on justgiving.com/roadtochange. That would help us a lot, and it will work out, so we'll have some money, but we need to fill up with petrol. We can't really move now.
Well, as long as we're
we've got food in the cupboard, so
most of our stuff's back, we're in good health, so
yeah.
It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, so, yeah. But the old town was great, and we had a great pizza.
Pizza, yeah, it's what I've been, dreaming about for ages.
Yeah, and it was quite a disappointment there, too.
It was okay, but
I mean, the food in Greece, that was amazing. Yeah.
Athens was amazing. Yeah. Surely was.
Athens was.
It's a lot to live up to. Italy.
Yeah. So during the next 2 weeks, Jack and I will probably just have a short output on the podcast here. But if not, we'll see you in 2 weeks and have fun with Matt. Cheerio.
Bye bye.
Well, there we go. Two poor boys with £10 in a van in Italy. So don't worry about them. We'll sort it out. We'll get a wee 20 quid to them so they can get a pizza, or we'll find somebody to go and rescue them. There's angels appearing in this journey every time something goes wrong. Now, before we wrap up this miniature episode of the podcast, I'd just like to make a little appeal. If you have any ideas how you can help Matty, please let us know. Anything from a coffee morning to a jumble sale to a yard sale or a gig or anything you fancy doing, we'll help. So if you've got any ideas, let us know on Matty's Facebook page or the Road to Change Facebook page, or you can mail us at roadtochange.eu on the mail. The contact details are on that site. If it's an event in Scotland, I'll come and help, or one of Matty's family will come and help, or someone from the Moira Anderson Foundation. We're all in this together, so let's get going. We don't need to raise a fortune for Matty, we just need to keep it going. We need to keep expenses coming in for him, for the support vehicle, petrol expenses, and also for food, because he's getting thin. So we need to, keep sending him boxes of tablet. I know a lot of you have been doing that, and it just brightens his day. It's wonderful. So if you need our help, let us know, and we're right behind you. Please spread the word. And if the next couple of days Matty gets in touch, we'll post a little bonus episode to see how he's doing. But I did speak to him by text earlier on, and he's in a great mood. And there's a huge lot of work to be done in Cyprus this week. So thanks for listening. Sorry this is a short emergency podcast, but it's been lovely to talk to you. How are you, smashing? My name's Tom, and no doubt I'll pop back up again at some other juncture. Have fun, and please spread the word about this podcast. Please share it with everybody you can on Facebook, and hopefully we will have full Matty Stiggle Amanda action back next week. Bye!